Carl.
Is that Byron? Byron. How's it going?
What's going on, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, that works straight away. I've not used this before, so that's good.
Well, you are a former producer. I would have thought you were fairly comfortable using technology.
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago. I wish people could move on. I tell you.
Anyway, Carl, I'm here with two of my very best friends, Fifi and Fev. They are here right now, Carl.
Carl, it's Fifi here.
Hiya, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Carl, are you telling me you remember Byron? Because he claims to have worked closely with you, and I was sort of saying as if Carl's going to remember you.
Of course I do, yeah. I don't, since, like, working with him, I've probably met about 8 people since. I'm not someone who's into knowing people. So I really remember him, yeah.
He's got a head you can't forget anyway.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice
very
fella.
Upbeat.
Very upbeat. Yeah. No, we've the opposite of you.
Well, I think I've got better with age. But yeah, he's a nice. I mean, he's not. He don't keep in touch. I don't get emails or texts. I mean, the last time I spoke to you was when I was doing this, wasn't it? When I was promoting something.
Yeah, probably. It's become that sort of relationship, which is.
Well, that's fair. That's all right. Though that I think that will last longer than if you were any closer.
No, okay. Well, do you want to keep it as it is? Should we just leave it?
How long ago was it when I spoke to you on air? About 3 years ago.
Cool. So we'll catch up again sort of 10 years.
Yeah. Well, if we're all here.
Oh, that's dark.
Now, Carl.
No. Well, the way things are going, it's grim, isn't it?
Oh, it is actually. I mean, I was going to let's talk about Sick of It, which is going to be a part of ABC's iView Easter comedy binge. This is so exciting. We have series 1 and 2 from tomorrow on ABC iView. We just love this show. I mean, Carl and Fev's here, huge fan of yours too.
Oh, yep. That's me.
Oh, cheers.
Carl, I just love it so much. And every time I watch it, I haven't spoken to you since you made the first series, but is this just your – I know obviously the character is named Carl, but it's a character. He's a taxi driver. He's not you. But is that how you live with somebody on your your other side always wanting to say the truth and tell people how you feel?
I thought everybody lived that way. I thought everybody had like an inner voice in their head who's with them there, sort of questioning everything they're doing. And then the more I did this, the more interviews I did, the more people were like, no, not really, no. So I can't imagine it any other way.
I mean,
how do you make a decision? You must think things through to come to a decision. So how do you do it without that inner voice?
I've got like a devil that talks to me, Carl, and I often listen to him, and it's obvious, most of the time it's the worst advice that it gives, but I run with it.
Ah, right. Nice. It's the other way around with me. It's there sort of going, what are you doing that for? You know, why are you bothering with that? Like when this email came through about talking to you, I've got to do so much press, and I was like, oh, what's this now? And then the inner voice was there sort of going, have a look at it. No, but you know, it's the worst bit of the job when it comes to promoting something, especially
the worst.
Because I made this, like, it must be over a year ago. So you're getting it late. So you're the last person to sort of pop their head up and go, tell us about Sick of It. And I'm like, I've done all this.
Well, we don't mean to put you out. We're trying to help you out. I mean, we're trying to get people to watch it.
Of course. I appreciate it. I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you're late to the party, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So you're late comers. So it's very hard to be enthusiastic answering the door to someone who's turned up late to a party. That's what
see,
I'm saying.
I prefer this, Carl. Often in junkets, Carl. See, we, as interviewers on a radio show and your former background radio, when we meet big stars and we know they don't want to talk to us, you sit there and they're looking at you going, this is the most tedious part of our job. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
They're often rude to you. It's an unspoken subtext that none of us want to be there. I love that we're being honest.
Yeah, I think it's best to be. And then you don't get caught out then, do you?
No,
it's the worst bit of the job. It's exciting. The best part of doing something like Sick of It is the initial phase when I'm sat in a room with Richard Yee, who I wrote it with, and you're coming up with the idea. Yeah. That is the best part. And then as it goes on, you know, people start interfering, channel bosses going, oh, what's the arc? Where's it going? Can we get more series out of it? And suddenly you're going, oh, I'm hating this. And then you get to the recording bit and you go, this isn't how I pictured it in my head when it was on the page. And they go, well, we couldn't do that because it was expensive. So suddenly that's not as good as you want. And then, you know, then you have to start chopping down the scripts because you haven't got time. You've only got 23 minutes an episode and blah, blah, blah. And it's just everything gets weaker. So you're still there.
You're just whinging, but you're whinging about the show that you've done and you're saying that the worst bit is talking to us.
No, not to you. Not to you. I just mean to everyone at this point. It's just that the problem is I haven't spoke to anyone about this show now for about 9 months.
Hey, the best thing is, mate, after this interview, we don't have to speak to you for another 3 years, so that's perfect.
No, I know. I honestly, I appreciate you having me on, because not many people can be bothered talking to me, to be honest. So it is nice to have someone.
I want
to
ask you a question about Idiot Abroad.
3 weeks.
I want to ask you a question about Idiot Abroad, mate. One of the funniest things, you go away, they take the piss out of you, you hate everything. Now, what are you sick of right now? You're in ISO. What is really driving you up the wall?
I'm quite happy with this isolation thing. Because, like I say, I wasn't joking. I don't know loads of people. And I'm happy, you know, I've got Suzanne in the house. There's always a job to do. It's been 3 weeks here now. I don't know how long you've had it. But 3 weeks. And there's still loads of jobs to do. Loads of jobs about the house, and I'm quite happy with that. Today I've done. I mean, I've been so busy, but just today, I've descaled the kettle, which needed doing.
What's descaling a kettle?
Do you drink much tea over there, or is not?
No, we do. We do. Bit. I've just never descaled a kettle.
Well, you kind of know that your kettle needs descaling. When you have a cup of tea and you can sort of see a film on top of the tea, that's when your kettle needs descaling. You just sort of put this liquid in it.
Yeah.
And it gets rid of all the hard water that's built up and sort of gone hard and clung to the kettle. Mm. And it means that it's not boiling the water that well. Okay. So you descale it. So that was the first job. This was about...
That would have taken 10 minutes. What are you doing for the rest of the 23 hours?
Yeah. And how long are you going to spend talking about it?
That was job one. Then that got me in the mood. You've got to start off the day with a small job like that. Nothing that overfaces you. I knew that I had to put another coat of paint on a light outside. I did the first coat yesterday. So that was on my mind. I thought, I've got to do that in a bit. But I want a cup of tea first. But I saw the kettle. But this needs descaling, I'll get that done. Whilst I was doing that, I looked at the toaster. Now the toaster, when was the last time you entered your toaster?
I did it yesterday because there was all crumbs and crap everywhere. There was so much. Exactly.
Well, it never ends. To be honest, when you empty it and you take it back, there's still crumbs in it. You can never get them all out. It's a job that never is actually completed. So
it's a never-ending toaster.
Out into the garden. I emptied it. Loads of birds are getting some crumbs, some burnt toast and what have you. So they're happy. Took it back in. Right? So I got that done.
Okay.
I then did my painting job that I told you about. Then I noticed on the bathroom door, the handle kept it in a tile when I opened it. So I thought, I can sort that out. I can glue a little bit of rubber to the wall so it's not hitting the, you know what I mean? So the handle doesn't hit the tile and could end up cracking the tile.
Faith, are you regretting asking this question yet?
No, I'm not. I'm into it. Okay. I love this.
Keep going.
I cleaned the sink in the garage. There's a sink and it had a buildup of hard water on that. I got some stuff on that to do. What else have I got to do? I got my steamer out and steamed the shower cubicle because there was some sort of mould buildup. So all I'm saying is there's loads and loads of things that you never get round to doing. And they're not massive jobs. But you've always got something else to do. But when you're stuck in the house, that's what I'm enjoying, getting the house in order.
Oh, just quickly.
Can I ask you this quickly? I'm dying to ask you this, Carl. I'm going to guess you're not a phone person. Like, you're not someone who welcomes phone calls or drop-ins. And are you good at texting people back?
If there's a question mark on the text, I'll answer it. If it's just a... I'm not into sort of just chatting, because I would prefer a phone call. And if it's something important, I think you've got to talk to someone. If it's just, you can't have sort of nothing, you chat on text, I don't think. That's a, do you want to chat in it? And then you make the call.
Right.
But I don't do that many phone calls. I speak to my mum and dad every other day.
That's
They're
good.
All right. But not much is going on at the minute. I mean, they were telling me that they've ordered some meat from the butchers and they're bringing it round. But no one's doing anything apart from me, these gaming tackles, emptying toasters.
Promoting.
But my mum and dad got sick of hearing that 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So it's not a time for, oh, where have you been and what have you been up to?
Well, you're working and you're promoting Sick of It, which is part of ABC iView's Easter Comedy Binge. You can stream the entire series, 1 and 2, from tomorrow over our Easter long weekend on ABC iView. And Carl, as a former radio guy, is there anything in there that you think would be a good phone topic? I heard maybe, when did you last clean your toaster? 13 10 60. I mean, can you think of a good question that might come from the chat we've had if we wanted to do a little phone topic?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of quizzing just to keep my brain active.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a question, and then that you can put that out there.
Thank you.
And then,
right. Go for it.
And then we end the call, do we? That's
yeah, yeah.
That's
you'll be done then. We'll let you go.
Right. So the oldest, the timepiece with the less parts, you know, like a watch or whatever. Yeah. Mm. A timepiece. Yeah. A timepiece with the least amount of parts is a sundial. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a sundial is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the thing you have in the garden.
Okay,
it's the oldest thing, and
it casts
the time.
Shadows to tell the time.
Correct. So that's the least pieces of a timepiece.
Wrong question.
It's just got that one metal rod.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the one with the most pieces?
So this
cuckoo
is
clock.
This is a quiz, but doesn't this go out to the audience, or do we just answer it now?
I reckon it's good for the audience. I think they've got.
But then you're not here to answer it. So,
okay. Is there an answer?
What's the answer?
But I'll give you the. I don't want to give you the answer now.
Yeah, we'll play a song.
Do you want us to call you back?
We'll play a song. Someone can tell us the.
You can text me with this because he's got a question mark.
Okay. All right, so we'll see how we go with that. 13 10 60. Carl has said, "Oh God, it was the longest question ever." Something to do with a timepiece with the most amount of what?
Working parts.
The most parts of sort of parts.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you, the sundial has
Big
the
Ben.
Least yep. amount of parts.
Okay.
How many? What timepiece has the most parts?
Fascinating. All right. If you can answer that question, 13 10 60. Is there a prize, Carl?
No.
Okay. 13 10 60. Carl will tell us the answer off air, and we'll be watching Sick of It. ABC iView's Easter Comedy Binge. Say bye to Carl, guys. He's going now.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
See you later.
Learn how to use Zoom, bro.
Yeah, you weren't on Zoom that whole time, so we can't use any of that.
What do you mean?
Well, oh, sorry, mate.
There's a camera where we can see you, but you can't see us. See where it says Carl on the side of the.
I can see you.
Yeah, but we can't see you.
No, I know. Well, I've turned the camera off because I don't like the idea. If I had the camera on, you wouldn't be listening to what I'm saying. You'd be looking at what wallpaper I've got and all that.
Well, that's the whole point of a Zoom.
No,
that's the whole point.
Like then you get people going, oh, I don't look at that. Look at that thing there. What's that? Why is he wearing that?
He hasn't tidied.
Mate, I'm in my daughter's bedroom.
Why aren't you in the station?
Well, it's because
we're in lockdown.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
God, he's got that bad over there.
What? That's his daughter's bedroom.
It's worldwide.
No, you can go. People here on the radio are in the studio on that. It's not that bad.
Okay, you're not a health exposed person.
No, that's true.
Stay home.
Right, right,
just put the video on. I want to see where you're at.
Can you just turn your video on quickly?
No, exactly. That's it. You start looking at your plug sockets and everything. I don't.
Mate, you've been fixing your whole house for the last week. It should look good.
But it's not ready yet.
I don't know what he's got in there that he doesn't want us to see.
I just want to know I just want to know what timepiece has the most parts.
Okay, well, we're going to answer it on the phones.
Tell us now.
Now tell us. We're off.
Right. So the question was, just to recap in case you just tuned in. The timepiece with least parts was a sundial, right?
Yep.
My question was, what's the one with the most parts? That's right. egg timer because of all the granules of sand.
Of course. That's very good, Carl.
Very good.
Good thing, isn't it? It's good, that.
Good one, isn't it?
Right.
Proud of himself.
I'll do another one. When I speak to you in 3 years' time, I'll do a question.
And maybe you've done your wallpaper.
Bye, Carl. Good on you, mate. Right,
thanks, Carl.
Good to hear from you, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, mate.
Look after yourself, everyone.
You too.
Be safe. Wash your hands.
Bye.